Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And here we are live at Duncan in Marion, Ohio, the grand opening. Who would have thunk it? We have a bottleneck here on Mount Vernon Avenue like you have never seen on Mount Vernon Avenue in many, many years. Now, Terry, you were out there. How many cars are we deep on Mount Vernon Avenue right now?
My goodness, we have to be at least 7 or 8 cars deep. And in the half an hour, 45 minutes before I've been checking on it, I don't think the line's moved.
And we've got the whole group here today. It's a great time at Duncan. We've got Terry Tackett. We've got the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. We've got Dustin here with us. We've got David Jones. We've got a whole group here today. We're learning all kinds of things, and we're going to be here through noon. Now, we've got Frisbees to give away. We've got these great, great Duncan cups, which are
insulated
cups. Are they insulated? I think they might be. Very good.
Yeah.
And we've got these Duncan cups, and we've got all kinds of stuff to give away, and we want to give it away to you. And you can also get yourself some donuts while you're here. You can also get yourself. Now, you had something other than a donut, did you not? What did you have?
Bacon, egg, and cheese croissant. It was very good.
Bacon, egg, and cheese croissant.
Very good.
I see you left me off that one.
Yeah.
you left me with the donut.
That's right.
Now, what would we say these donuts are? Now, we've got the cake donuts with multicolored sprinkles on the top.
Yep.
Now, this is
a maple
syrup, certainly, on top. Maple icing, I guess we could say.
Yeah.
Maple icing on top.
Jelly filled.
Now, do we know the type of jelly?
No.
Or is that where you have to stick a pencil in there to see what kind of jelly is in there? And then we've got the glazed donut.
It's like a caramel glaze.
Now, how many varieties of donuts are over in that cake? It looks like there are varieties galore.
I thought I heard somebody say 36.
36 varieties.
That's what I thought.
Holy mackerel. What a day. And this place, the line has been wrapped since we came on the air this morning at 8 a.m.
Yeah, and it looks like it's still not.
When the place opened.
Yeah, it's still
people back. Are excited. People are happy. People are enjoying themselves.
That's
what we like here at WWGH Radio. Man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, joining the broadcast again here.
I was out there talking to all of our fine friends out there, the Marion residents. This one lady just commented that I guess the nearest Duncan place nearby is up in where? She said 25 minutes away or whatever, 30 minutes away. She's so happy that now Marion, the city of Marion, has a place where she can get her favorite donut.
Now, Ted, the Duncan brand of coffee is world-renowned. That lady just pointed that out. You can buy it in grocery stores, make it for yourself, but it's nothing like getting it at a Duncan.
Yeah, nothing getting it fresh and hot right here, right?
Now, what is it about the Duncan coffee?
You know, I'm not very much of a big coffee connoisseur to know differences, you know, and I'm not taking away from Duncan whatsoever. Everybody used to always say, like, that's why I have a good coffee. But anyway, we're back to Duncan, and, you know, you stay here. We've got some delicious donuts. I just wiped a lot of icing off my mouth there. A lady said, excuse me, this is the golden boy. You got a big pile of icing right before you, man.
Oh!
Yeah.
Humility of life.
You know what I like about Marion? Everybody here has great smiles, you know, once they give you one.
When they're telling you to wipe the icing off your face.
Oh, boy.
Now, where's Cuppy?
I think Cuppy's dancing somewhere.
Yeah.
So what kind of donut did you have, Ted?
It's a cake donut that my partner gave me, David Jones there. It's a cake donut, and it is delicious. I'm not very much on the icings and all of that. Matter of fact, I don't know where the hell this icing that was on my corner of my mouth.
We don't know. It must have been placed on the donut mysteriously.
Either that or Cuppy burped on me.
Well, somebody call Unsolved Mystery. We got to find out how that icing got there.
Yeah.
But this is Duncan. This is the grand opening. This is, and you know, there's a great sign just feet away from us right now that says Marion runs on Duncan. And I think as of July 21st, 2020, that might be the case.
That's right. Marion runs on Duncan. Hey, take a look at this delicious array of donuts.
Look at it.
Now, we've already eaten pretty much the majority of this dozen. That's great. Great. Duncan Donuts, WWPH, the perfect combination, along with Williams Lawn Care, grass cutting. Williams Grass Cutting has been conceived about a couple of years now. So, Marion, when you're looking for great, great grass cutting, lawn care services, Williams, number one. And why? Because it's Williams.
And Cuffy. And Cuff returns.
Cuffy!
Cuffy!
Oh, we love Cuffy.
Ted is now dancing with Cuffy. That's what you're not seeing on the radio. There's a dance going on. A photo opportunity going on over here.
I'll send him these.
Send these pictures to me. This is a thing like you've never seen before. It's pandemonium, sheer pandemonium here at the Duncan on WWGHD. WDH. Heads behind the counter. Holy mackerel, right in the midst of a pandemic here. Scott Spears along with you, WWDH Radio, WWDH1071.com. Wow, pandemonium galore. You can't leave this broadcast. You don't know what you're going to see.
Come on by. Hey, listen, 1948, Duncan was conceived, and William Rosenberg is the founder of Duncan. And what was it called, Black Kettle or...
Open Kettle.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well...
So much for the Uncle Ben's Aunt Jemima.
Yeah, we'll save that one for the blooper reel later on. Yeah. That goes on the blooper reel.
Black.
Oh, Lord. I need a Frisbee just to stand off after
we
that.
We got Frisbees.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, are there some of the giveaways?
Those are some of the giveaways.
Okay, I apologize. I went out. Did you give any away? Yeah, I gave a few away.
Well, I thought it was for the giveaway.
Oh, okay, okay. Good.
Yeah, you give away.
Okay. Well, you know, it's all happening at WWGH 107.1 FM right here in the heart of Marion. We're on Mount Vernon Avenue or Boulevard?
Avenue.
Okay, Mount Vernon Avenue, the focal point of Marion. So come on down, check out the new Dunkin'. They've got your flavored donuts, and they've also got your flavored beverages. And from what David told me, they've got healthy choices when it comes to safety.
Now, there's a video being taped right now. That's what you're hearing.
Yeah, I'm talking to Terry, who's our commissioned...
Videographer.
Videographer, yes.
Yes. Oh, what credentials he has to do that, we really
don't know. Yesterday, I was watching, and you know, a lot of these television shows now are like Jimmy Fallon, the late-night shows. Everybody's at home, you know. Jimmy Kimmel and everybody, Colbert, and a host of others. Yesterday, I saw Rachel Ray with no makeup. I didn't know who the hell she was.
Oh, she couldn't get her makeup artist to come over with a mask.
Oh, what they were doing, but they were featuring some kind of new cosmetic care product, and they had all of Rachel and her guests with no makeup.
But what happened to the cooking? Didn't she cook?
I don't know what the hell happened, because I thought it was a substitute or something. I was like, that's Rachel Ray?
So without the makeup, she's not exactly...
No, my God, no.
Oh, man.
And I love Rachel. I used to get the hots for Rachel.
Now you've seen her al dente, and you don't really know anymore.
No more Rachel Ray.
No more Rachel Ray. Out the door she goes.
Yes.
And, now, a few years ago, it has been years at this point, you visited, everybody remembers your Dr. Phil appearance, but you did visit the Dr. Oz show.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Oz ironically diagnosed me as being a high blood pressure. You know, I eat a lot of salt, to be honest with you. I prefer salt as opposed to sweets, as you can see how long it's taking me to finish this one donut. But Dr. Oz was a very, you know, Dr. Phil, I'd have to take Dr. Oz, you know. Phil's a great guy, but now he's venturing off into so many other things. He has an erectile dysfunction formula now, you know. A new ED, I should have said. I apologize. But, yeah,
before
Steve Harvey, they've combined.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
I did not know this.
Yeah, go to Google or whatever, and they have this new, what was her name? Mary, was it? The lady that was...
Mary Bickley?
No, the lady that was just here earlier.
Francis.
Francis, look that up for me. Find out if Dr. Oz, who Dr. Oz hooked up with it. I mean, Dr. Phil, I'm sorry. Hooked up with, yes.
Now, Dr. Oz, when you were on his show, now, when they were examining you, like, did he have a whole team of professionals back there?
Yeah, he's a group of residents, doctors and all. And they were a great, great group of people. I love Dr. Oz.
Now, weren't you on the doctors as well?
Yeah, originally it started, they were going to do my teeth.
Oh, on the doctors.
Yeah. But this is what it was like. You know, when all of this first happened, of course, they got me in on the doctors. Dr. Grossman, is Dr. Phil's son-in-law. And Dr. Phil was the executive producer of the doctors. And when I went on, they were going to pro bono my dental work. But every so often, you know that one little apparatus that they stick in your mouth that goes...
The spit sucker.
I didn't want to say it, but... Yeah,
that's a technical term. I don't
every
know. Every
Hey, doctor, I prefer not to have the spit sucker.
That's right.
But, they every 5 minutes, they wanted me to do a promo, you know, watch the doctors, tonight at 8, 7, that kind of thing. They would pull that little spit sucker out of my mouth, and I just thought it was a waste of time. So I walked off.
You walked off the doctor?
I walked off the doctor.
Wow, that's TV trivia.
And boy, Dr. Phil didn't appreciate that too much.
Did he call you up?
Dr. Phil?
Dr. Phil?
Well, I was still associated with the program. So.
That's fascinating.
Yeah.
So he got, Dr. Phil was a little frustrated.
Oh, he was frustrated because they were really going to do this. But this guy, instead of doing his work, they wanted to do more for soundbite. Yeah.
Now, Dr. Phil, to me, and I mean this in the best possible way, he doesn't seem wrapped too tight.
He's a weird dude.
I don't think I would want to go golfing with him.
No, you wouldn't.
I think after about two holes, it'd be over.
Yeah, you know, Dr. Phil, he does not let the staff or any groups of his entourage or whatever see him with no makeup. When he would come onto the set, he would have security block everybody away from the parking area where his where he parks his car. No one's to be able to see him. He actually gets from the car into a private area and off to the makeup room.
Isn't that interesting?
I was smoking a cigarette out there. Of course, I didn't even know who the hell Dr. Phil was. And I was smoking, and he said, Ted, get off the balcony, get off. And I said, why? Dr. Phil's pulling in. Dr. Phil. I said, so? You know, and then, so I had to actually go in a secluded area until he got safely into the makeup chair.
Now, you know that both of them owe their careers, their everything, their life to Oprah.
Oh, yeah. That's the only reason why I went on. The only talk show host that I was familiar with was, Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer, and you don't want to be on that show.
Well, I thought it would be, at that time, I thought it was a better shot than Dr. Phil.
Really?
But somebody made a comment, what you just affirmed, was that he was affiliated with Oprah Winfrey. So when they said that, I was like, Dr. Phil, here I come.
Once you're in with Oprah,
yes.
You're good to go.
Yes.
She's got her own network now.
Yes.
Owned.
Now, what's the guy who was a civil rights guy who passed away just recently?
John Lewis. Representative John Lewis.
I was watching that yesterday, and to be honest with you, I wasn't thorough with the John Lewis story, but man, he was a hell of a man.
Wasn't he not on the Edmund Pettus Bridge?
Yes.
Yes, I believe he was.
Absolutely. And he marched right with Dr. King and all.
And he was jailed many times for everything that went on. John Lewis. Now, you know, though, in this whole bit, though, and I'm not going to say the congressman who did it because I don't want to be, you know, although I do know who it is. I'll tell you during the break.
The one that beat him up?
Well, no. A congressman, a current congressman or senator. I will toss it up to that.
Okay.
A congressman or senator, a very well-known one who has run for president in the past, posted a photo in commemoration of John Lewis's passing on Sunday, and it wasn't a picture of John Lewis.
How well did he know his
daughter? Yeah, well, condolences to the family, I guess.
Yes.
It was actually Elijah Cummings, who had died 6 months ago.
Wow.
Somebody should really check his Twitter before he does things like that.
Let me ask you something. Did you hear about comedian D.L. Hughley being COVID?
Having the COVID, yes.
And then just recently, what was it, OKC? Yeah, he has
Jack Nicholas.
Jack
Nicholson. And his wife.
Really?
And they're elderly.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Something went down, but that's okay.
Phil and Duncan.
We're good.
Hey, but, I was going to say, you mind if I go out and just wave at
go wave. Go wave. We'll bring Terry back in here. Go out there and wave. Have a great time.
Yeah.
Ted Williams is with us, man with the golden voice.
Williams Grass Cutting.
Dustin Williams is with us as well. We're having a great time here today. WWGH Radio. Now, come on down. Come on down, like they say on The Price is Right. That's the way it goes. Come on down and visit us.
Go for a minute out, you know.
Go for a minute out. Now, again, if you're out there listening at home, which I know many of you are, Francis and Mary and Michelle, so let us know how it sounds. Are you enjoying the program? Can you hear everything they'll say? Not only are you getting Duncan information here on WWBH Radio today, but you're getting behind-the-scenes information on Dr. Phil, on Rachel Ray, on the doctors, on Dr. Oz. I just don't like that Dr. Oz, Terry. Can't stand it. There's something about him, Dustin. I can't watch the show because I have a panic attack when I watch the show because he tells you you're dying every day.
Yeah,
I can't do it.
He's like trying to look up your sense on the internet.
Can't do it. The man says you're going to die, and he tells you why you're going to die. You got to drink more orange. Remember when he got in that tussle with the orange juice people? He reversed himself pretty quick on that.
He took a few steps back on that one.
I thought the orange growers and the orange growers won.
They were going to squeeze him, I think.
Dr. Oz. But how about that Dr. Phil will not let people see him without makeup?
You know what? We wonder how he goes about his normal day. How does he get home? Does he go through a gate before?
I can't imagine that's him with makeup. That's what he looks good? What does he look like on a bad day? You gotta wonder yourself.
Yeah. Probably doesn't have eyebrows.
It is something.
Yeah.
To be sure.
Wow. This line is still.
The line is wrapped, my understanding.
It's still wrapped around.
Still wrapped, and Ted is out there right now associating with people in the line here at WWGH Radio, having a tremendous time. Ted's enjoying himself. Red sequin jacket so you can see him from the road. I believe we have all of our regular listeners here today checking in with us. We appreciate that.
I'd like to thank her from earlier. Excuse me, I didn't hear you say her name, but the lady that came to visit.
Francis?
Yes, okay.
Yes, we thank Francis for coming out earlier.
Yeah.
And everybody else who has been here, and you know, there are a lot of people, it looks like, coming from local businesses.
Yeah, that's what I see.
Grabbing some food and eat.
Looks like a couple of salesmen from over McDaniel.
You gotta do that. You gotta do that when Duncan opens here in your town. 31 minutes past the hour here on this great, great morning filled with great pandemonium and great fun.
Anyone answered your trivia questions? Giveaway.
No, and again, you know, you stop in here and you tell us who the founder of Duncan was. It was, you know, Mr. Rosenberg, William Rosenberg, 1948, and the restaurant was originally called Open Kettle. Now, do remember, because we are in the midst of the COVID right now, that there is only a 12-person occupancy in the Duncan itself.
And they are enforcing.
But the drive-through is a happening place right now here at Duncan.
That seems to be where the bulk of everybody, you know, I mean, as far as...
That's what I see.
Yeah.
And it is a heck.
Did we ever get a confirmation on exactly how many varieties of donuts? I thought someone said 36. I just don't know for sure if that's right. I was gonna go up and ask.
We'll have to do that next time Ted comes back here, and we'll get a correct answer on the varieties of donuts.
But like, I mean, the drink stuff that they're making looks great. It's got a really good smell.
Now, I believe the donuts do change daily.
Okay.
I believe. That's my understanding.
Right. That would make sense, but hopefully the ones that you know, when they change over, that they're giving those to maybe people that need them, you know, or something like that.
Oh, I'm sure they do. You know, I think this is a very hospitable company, very stand-up company, and that's always a positive thing in a community like this.
So when did the official changeover take place? Last year they went from Dunkin' Donuts to Dunkin'?
You know, that I don't even know if that is in our history here, although I will take a look here.
You got a history of Dunkin'.
Let's see.
Or Dunkin'.
Well, it looks like, I don't know. I know that it started in the Massachusetts area. I do know that.
Boston, I believe.
Was it Boston?
Yeah.
Quincy, Massachusetts.
Okay.
Quincy was a foreigner.
Yeah. After they ate the donuts, with it.
Had to fix some things.
Yeah.
Well, again, you're tuned into WWGH Radio. Now, don't forget, later on today, the Adam the Computer Guy Show, 2 to 3 p.m. Then we have Voice of the People with Linda Sims, 4 to 5 today, and the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5 to 6, right here on this station.
Don't you dare leave the station.
Don't you dare go anywhere, as they say in radio terms. Now, Ted is in somebody's car now. I don't know what's going on out there.
What's going on?
He's got the full-blown sequin jacket on, talking to some girl out there in the car, and having a good time. Now, we're going to learn something here. Ted's coming back. I don't know what happened. Maybe Ted's coming back with some information that we were not aware of going on out there in the line. He's been working the line here, folks. Working the line.
All right,
what's going on out there in the line, Ted?
Well, we're having a good time out there. I'm meeting a lot of people. I'm taking a lot of pictures. They're getting out of the vehicles and taking pictures. So much for social distancing.
It's all over.
Yeah, we're having,
it's all over today.
We're having a good day.
We're having a good day.
Now, with the city of Marion, were they mandated to stay in or a stay-home order? Or?
We're on a stay-home order in the beginning.
Okay.
Not now.
Yeah.
Not now.
Because, of course, wasn't his name Mayor Ginther of Columbus?
Who is the, yeah, I think Ginther in Columbus.
Yeah, today, though, a lot of our grocery stores are Walmart.
Walmart.
Yeah.
Now, who's this lady in this white car? She's looking. She's looking to see what's going on.
Maybe I didn't give her a magnet.
Oh, is that what happened?
Yeah. I was getting, I don't know. Some people are, trying to break the line.
There are magnets here?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even see these magnets.
I checked with the, look at this. Give me one of those.
Yeah.
Put that right over there in the.
Well, we've got magnets, we've got pens. Of course, the station has cups. One of a kind Dunkin' cups.
Popcorn
donut.
Now, let me tell you, Ted. All the sun just came out.
All the sun. Here comes the sun. Here comes the rain.
The sun has just come out. What a day. What a day. Now, Ted, last week I invented the apple butter donut.
The apple butter donut. Okay.
The apple butter donut.
I like apple butter.
Me too. And I thought, why should it not be in a donut?
Wow, the apple. Do they have them?
They don't have them, but they were.
William Rosenberg worked on an apple butter donut.
Now, I think William Rosenberg might have went on to his reward by now.
That's right. That was like in the
1940s. But God bless his heart. He was a hardworking man, clearly.
Yes, absolutely.
We're here enjoying the benefits of his success today. But no, I said on air, I said, I like apple butter, and I don't know, just like jelly, why that could not be inserted into a donut.
Yeah, that's
and
nice.
Somebody made apple butter donuts.
Wow.
And inserted the apple butter.
Yes.
And then put a little icing on top of it, put a little cinnamon, and they were very good.
Wow.
I do have to say.
Well, I tell you, maybe next time you come in and you're a fan of apple butter, tell them here. Maybe they'll concoct one up and do it. It's the grand opening right here at Dunkin' Donuts, which they've eliminated donuts. So it's the new location of Dunkin', and we're broadcasting live from this location for the grand opening.
And we're 37 minutes past hour number 2 here, and having a great time. No lack of things to talk about with Cuppy running around here and everything going on in the world, and donuts galore and giveaways galore.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to go give away some more magnets.
Ted, autograph this magnet.
Sure.
We'll hold this over here to the side.
Okay.
Autograph that to the WWGH, and we'll give that away tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Where are the pens? Oh, here's the pens. We found the pen.
Okay.
For the WWGH family here, and we'll have this giveaway
for
our listeners in studio tomorrow. Now, the sun is out. Oh, I see Munchkins. I see Munchkins going out on the shelves right now. Munchkins everywhere, and the broadcast is live as live.
Yes.
Wow. It is a day. But, you know, it's almost as if everything has come to a stop on this road except Duncan today.
Yeah.
Okay. You want to play Chups as well?
Yeah.
We'll take these to the studio tomorrow. It'll be a thing. Got to have something to do on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Radio never stops.
But you won't be able to help a lot.
Yeah. We'll take
on that.
Yeah.
I think it'd be interesting if they came out with an apple butter.
You know what? The Scott Spears Donut absolutely should be called, because I was here on day number one, moments before the doors opened. I can always say, you know, when I'm going on to my reward, that I was the first one to get the donut.
That's right.
Put that in the open.
Well, I'm eating a plain cake donut. It's delicious. They've got many, many varieties of donuts here. WWGH 107.1 FM. We're here with Scott Spears, my friend Dustin of Williams Grass Cutters, and David Jones of Meekin, and Terry, station friend, function manager. And we love you. We love you all.
We certainly do, and we love everybody out there listening in listener land, wherever you are. And you could be anywhere at this point.
One of the things that I used to always look forward to in the morning, and it's been a while, Scott, you've got me out of my bed this morning, I have to say, but one of the things that I used to look forward to was giving the time and temperature. So, weather-wise, from the weather guy, sunshine out, and it's shining brightly in some parts of the city. We are here on Mount Vernon Avenue.
We certainly are. Oh, we just got a weather report. Hey, is that a weather report?
Oh, we did.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have a weather? Hey, okay. This is technology. Yes. Yes, we can do it. Give us a weather report.
Right now, currently, it's partly cloudy and 69 degrees here on WWGH. What's the time? 5:40, 20 minutes away, or 9:40, 20 minutes away from 10 o'clock.
We're all over the place today.
Yeah.
There's no problem.
You know, I tell you what, one of the things that everybody used to get a little, used to love to hear from me, weather-wise from the weather guy.
Yeah, that was nice.
Now, you had a lot of catchphrases in your day.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was your favorite? Was it weather guys from the weather, or weather-wise from the weather guys? All right, we got a thing going on here, a picture being taken. It's great. Man with the Golden Voice, Ted Williams here on WWGH Radio. What fun we're having here at the Duncan franchise in Marion. Donuts galore. Frisbees galore, cups galore, it's a whole thing. WWGH Radio, WWGH1071.com. That's exactly where we are today. Wow. Pictures are being taken. Holy moly. It's a happening here in Marion right now. Pictures being taken from the Duncan staff with the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. It is fun, fun, fun. All right. Take those pictures. This is picture number three being taken here today. And it's great. It's great to see a mingle. It's great to see what's going on. It's great to see things happening here in Marion at Duncan.
You've arrived and you're taking a picture that goes like this.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Pictures galore.
Hey, we're having fun. WWGH, number one when it comes to information, news, and all those great things. Hey, you know, we're here to broadcast the grand opening of Duncan at something Mount Vernon Avenue.
1136
Mount Vernon Avenue, right here in the heart of downtown Marion. Well, or the main thoroughfare. I'm going to learn about Marion. I want to get here. Hey, listen, speaking of popcorn, wasn't it the popcorn festival I came to?
You did at one point.
Yeah. Years ago. Now there's all of the Ohio State Fair, no popcorn festival.
What do you make of this? No fairs, no festivals.
No sports.
No sports?
I was watching Tiger Woods on one of those greens or something, and he goes ahead and nobody gets no fanfare.
What do you do?
He's high-fiving himself.
Do you think that hurt Tiger? Because he didn't end up winning.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, did he?
Yeah, I don't think he did. He didn't win, did he?
I don't know.
Terry, Tiger did not win, did he?
No.
We got to get a consensus here in the broadcast.
And poor Jack Nicklaus.
Oh, Jack Nicklaus. But he'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got the best doctors money can buy, and he and his wife are getting, I think they were treated in March is what I heard, for the COVID.
Hey, Jack, we love you, man. We love you. What's he, the Golden Bear?
Golden Bear.
I'm the Golden Voice. Jack Nicklaus is the Golden Bear.
Now, you know, this is interesting because last time we got together, I said, do you like that moniker, the Golden Voice, and how did it come to you? Tell that story again.
Well, you know, I'm standing on a highway corner. I said I have a gift of voice. I don't know how Doral Chenoweth ever came up with Golden. So I pretty much was commissioned to be the man with the God-given Golden Voice. And for what reasons, I you know, unbeknownst to me, for what reasons, I want to say that it's truly been a whirlwind, you know, of love and support and all of those things. So I guess I'm the man with the God-given Golden Voice.
Do you like, though, that many, many years from now, when you go on to your reward, the headline will read, Golden Voice goes. Do you like that?
Yeah.
I do.
I think if I was to ever say that I left somewhat of a little legacy, my grandkids and great-grand and children would say, my dad was the man with the Golden Voice.
Hey, well,
because,
you know,
I think of James Earl Jones, I think of Morgan Freeman, you know, some of the narrators that I like, you know, and they truly have golden pipes.
Now, you boys had this.
I have all kind of voices.
Now, that voice was the character known as?
Shorty.
Shorty.
Yeah.
Now, the old man, though, is very popular.
Oh, hey, listen, I've been listening to WWGH for over 40 years. Scott's a great guy.
And then, of course,
you know, I don't know. But the old man is my alter ego.
Did the old man have a name?
I just call him Grandpa.
Grandpa.
Yeah, listen, I've been knowing Ted, you know, he's my grandson. But WWGH, number one. And I want to tell you, when I cut my grass, well, I don't even cut grass. I call Williams Grass Cutters.
And the way it goes,
yeah.
You can't stop it. Now, what we're saying here today, though, is that donuts, you know, we've gotten in these things in America, you know, low carb and all kinds of that sort of thing.
Yeah,
sometimes
yeah.
You just need a donut.
That's right. And when you're looking for a great donut, Dunkin' is number one. I'm not taking away from any of the other establishments, but Dunkin' is number one. And they're right here in Marion, Ohio at 1136. Did I say that?
You did.
Okay, 1136 Mount Vernon Avenue, right here. Come on down. I've got some magnets left over there. I'm going to go out here in another minute or so, and I think we'll be going to break here shortly.
45 minutes past the hour, 15 minutes, we'll be taking another break.
Okay. Yeah. Terry, I love you, man. Whatever happened to the wrestling matches that you...
Oh, they haven't happened for a while, but they were there for a while.
Yeah.
They'll be returning, right? Yeah, I think the ring's in storage.
Okay.
Now, man. You had a run-in that night with Big... Butcher Man.
Yeah.
For that?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
yes.
Man.
Also, his interview with Bobo Brazil.
Bobo interview with
Bobo Brazil. Yes. I think that's some of the things that you've loaded on. Yeah.
We've done some things, haven't
yes,
we?
Yes, we have.
I can believe our association started not too long after.
I met Gallagher.
Gallagher, we certainly
yeah.
did. That was a tour de force.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
The only person that I, you know, you've done interviews with Wayne Martindale, wasn't it?
I did.
Yeah. WWGH is synonymous with classic interviews.
Steve Zern Hilton, remember we had him, the voice of Law and Order?
Dum-dum.
We had, who did we? Gary Owens. We had
that's
on a show
right,
that we did.
Right.
The late Gary Owens.
Something to be done.
A lot of fun in that way. Now, this is a bit of a serious topic here, and we got 14 minutes left. A big fan you were of a man who's taken, you know, quite a tumble in the world, Matt Lauer.
I love Matt Lauer. I still love Matt. Go Matt Lauer. It used to bring me, I have to tell you this story real quick. I would have never thought that I would have been on national television doing the opening credits for one of the greatest morning shows ever, the Today Show, with Matt Lauer and Meredith Vieira. I got a chance to meet Ann Curry, Al Roker, and a host of, and even, what's the guy that does the nightly news, the anchor nightly news?
Lester Holt.
Lester Holt. I love, man, it was just, I met Jimmy Fallon. I managed to tell Jimmy Fallon on national television, meeting Matt Lauer brought the female out of me.
We all remember
hey.
That. Now, in that moment, what do you remember of being on the Jimmy Fallon show and saying that you had a, how did Jimmy Fallon phrase that?
He said, me too, Ted, me too.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Matt, everybody was just in awe of the fact that I was so in awe of meeting Matt Lauer. Matt Lauer epitomizes news journalism for me, you know? He has a little bit of that Bob Costas flavor, a little bit of that Peter Jennings, excuse me, flavor and all of that, you know? Who was the top angel? Tom Brokaw.
Tom Brokaw, certainly.
Yeah.
But what happened there? Charlie Rose and Matt Lauer.
Yeah.
What were these men? You think they just had picadillos in their life?
Request me on the definition.
A picadillo.
Yeah.
I mean, just quartz. They had oddities.
You know, everybody has a little bit of a fetish of some sort, you know? Fingernails, the feet. I'm a foot fetish person, you know?
We just learned something there.
Yeah, but I don't want nobody to go on Facebook and Ted Williams something toes, tonight at 8.
Well, see, now signing that shoe, now we know what's going on. All the more important today.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, it is interesting, though, that did happen and that these people have been wiped out. When's the last time we saw Matt Lauer? When's the last time we saw Charlie Rose?
Yeah.
Gone.
What Legends? What's the name of that one television show that came on NBC? Legends. Anyway, Personalities and Legends or whatever. That's what Matt used to host. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Headliners and legends.
Absolutely. Yeah, he did that with Jane Collins.
Yeah.
Now, she still does the CBS Sunday morning show. I think Jane Collins is a fantastic broadcaster.
Oh, I love her, too. Barbara Walters,
the greatest of all time.
Yeah, Hugh Downs,
who was on with me many
That's
times.
That's right. Hugh is really, really
And he just passed away at age 99.
Sure did.
Hugh was on with me right up through the age of 97.
Yeah.
He was a good guy.
Oh, I tell you, you know, when you can live to be Hugh's age, that's all right. Let me go out and meet
You're
a few
You're going to go
people.
Pass some magnets yes. out? All
I'm
right, that's going out again.
I'm going out to meet our fine residents of Marion, Ohio.
Absolutely, and you're tuned into WWDH Radio 107.1 FM. Currently 50 minutes past the hour here on this Tuesday morning, and what fun we are having. Hope you're enjoying listening wherever you are in the world. Ted Williams out amongst the people here in Marion, Ohio. Now stop by. We're going to be here. A lot of people have stopped by this morning and bought a lot of donuts. I don't know what the sale of the donut count is today, but it's a large number to be sure. And what a broadcast we are having. And all these pictures will be put up on Facebook. They'll be put up on the WWDH Facebook page of the big event today. There will be videos available. It will be a whole thing. A whole big thing. Now, if you want to stop by, please do. If you're out and about in the Marion community right now, right here on Mount Vernon Avenue, stop by and say hello. We would love to see and hear from you at this point. That's why we are here. We are here for you. WWDH Radio and the G today stand for a great live remote broadcast. Ted, sparkling out there in the sun, in the red sequin jacket as you drive down Route 95, however you say it, in Marion today. Now, it's an interesting thing that the Dunkin' Donuts Company, known as Dunkin', also known as Dunkin' Donuts, international, multinational coffee and donut company founded in 1948 in Quincy, Massachusetts by the late William Rosenberg. The chain has been acquired by Baskin-Robbins, holding it since, I believe, 1990. So that's the way that goes. Now, there has been, over the years, a rollout of other items than donuts, which is fine, because Terry this morning, who is here, Terry Tackett, I'm not sure where he went, but he partook in something that was not a donut this morning, and that's okay. And the line is still wrapped, amazingly wrapped. Has not stopped all morning. Ted Williams out there still passing out magnets, having a great time doing so. It is a fun atmosphere, and we will be here for more hours. We're not going anywhere, and we're not breaking away today. This is a fun day. This is what you do. This is how you have fun here in Marion, Ohio. You come to the Dunkin' grand opening where everything is happening, and you discuss it to great detail. Now, what I do want to say is you can always check out the website if you're tuning in mid-broadcast. You can go to the website and get archived shows, WWGH 107.1.com. TuneIn.com. Or you can download the free TuneIn app to listen anywhere in the world. Just go to your app store, find the TuneIn, download it, and search WWDH, and you can listen anywhere on the face of the planet. That's the way it is. So those are the ways to listen to WWDH Radio. Also, check out the Facebook page, WWDH 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio. Like the page, and you'll see all the pictures and everything that has happened here today that Terry has acquired. And there has been a lot of video, a lot of pictures acquired today of Puppy, of Ted, of everything going on here today, the beautiful, beautiful donuts, and everything else. Now, this is the fun of it all. A grand opening day creates a lot of heavy atmosphere, creates a lot of nerves, creates a lot of intensity, and you would have to say that this has been a monumental success so far in the first 2 hours for the Duncan brand here in Marion. Now, remember, this all came about last October, when we found that the salon that used to be on the grounds here was being torn down to make way for a new Dunkin'. Now, this was kept under wraps for a while, but when you think about it, the old salon was knocked down, the new building was erected here, and we are sitting here at the grand opening in July of 2020. You know, what is that, 7-9 months since the old building was sold and torn down? So that's how long it takes to get a new building up and running and underway at this particular point. Wow, what a thing it is. And remember, Marion runs on Duncan. That is a sign on the wall just feet from where I sit right now. Now, you can message me on Facebook. I am still taking messages on Facebook. We have got them this morning from Dustin. We have got them from Michelle. We have got them from Mary. We have got them from Francis. So send us a message here. We've learned an awful lot this morning. Terry, come on over. Terry, back from wherever he was, coming to the broadcast location here. And by the way, feel free to stop by the broadcast location. We would love to talk to you, because that's what we're doing here today.
Got to meet
Ted Williams, certainly. Golden voices here. Terry, what do you make of the grand opening? You've seen a lot of grand openings in Marion in your tenure.
This actually probably ranks as one of the best, definitely. I mean, nice turnout from the community here. And
what do you think created such a great atmosphere?
I think it was just the anticipation of something new and an alternative for people to go, alternate place.
And it has become an alternative now.
Yeah, we used to have a Dunkin' Donuts here in Marion, and I think people were just longing for it to come back. And
now, do we know what happened with the original?
Yeah, I don't know what happened there with that. I'd have to know.
Now, it was not a drive-thru.
No.
Now, I think that could make a little difference here.
Yeah.
A little bit of difference.
But it seems, I mean, here we go again. This line is just it's still not. it's overlapping. You
it's
know?
Overlapping.
Yeah. They're thinking there's two lanes when there's actually only one, but cars are trying to get in.
Now, what would be your guess as to how many cars have been through here in the last 2 hours?
Well, I would probably say easily 100, 150, maybe.
Really?
I think so.
Now, how many donuts would you equate that to this morning?
You know, the Dunkin', I don't know if a lot of people in the drive-thru are buying donuts. I see a lot of drinks being handed out, but I don't know.
The Dunkin' Donuts, are you a coffee fan?
I'm not a coffee fan.
But what is it about the Dunkin' Donuts coffee? Because I see people buying it in the grocery stores.
Yeah.
It's a very popular item.
I don't know if it's just the certain type that they have available, you know, maybe that you can't get it anywhere else. I don't know if that's...
See, I'm not a coffee connoisseur.
Me neither. So, I mean,
but I have heard that the Dunkin' coffee is something.
Yeah.
It's not kind of like a cake flavor.
So you're getting a donut flavor coffee.
A donut flavored coffee.
That's the best way I can.
Okay.
How do you like your coffee?
Yeah. I am also a big fan of tea as well. They do have tea here.
They do have tea as well.
Yeah.
So your favorite thing about the Dunkin' coffee is it's got a sweet taste to it.
Yes.
Now, you don't have to add any sugar.
I can drink it both ways. I can drink it black. I can also drink it with sugar and creamer. It just really depends on what I'm in the mood for.
So just a naturally sweet coffee.
Yeah, definitely.
Sweet and creamy, just like cake.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
I guess in essence, when you're getting your cake and eating it too.
That's what we like to hear. 57 minutes past the hour. Now we are going to break here in about 3 minutes. Now, Terry, what you've been taking videos and pictures and things of that nature. What have we acquired this morning that will go on the website?
Oh my, we got all sorts of great photos that's going to go up. Ted's been gracious enough to just take photos of, you know, interact with everybody here, and all the management team's been great here. We've got a lot of photos at Cuffy, of course.
We've got Cuffy. So you're going to see all this, you know.
Yeah,
it doesn't end today with the broadcast.
Right, right.
You're going to see all kinds
of
stuff.
The memories of this, definitely.
Oh, there'll be a...
I think I did like three 6 or 8 minute videos that are really good.
Well, see, and this will make the commemorative video.
Yeah. The Williams grass cutting commemorative
video today. 58 minutes past the hour here, WWDH Radio.
Ted's making his way back in, it looks like.
All right.
We're having a great time. It's the grand opening.
And he is in the center of the store, calling out.
He came out of magnets and
magnets, all kinds of paraphernalia. And there's a pen over there. Are those pens?
Yeah.
Yeah, they got some great pens.
They got pens.
Items, and I have a...
Yes.
Pens and everything. Items galore.
This hour is brought to you by David Jones Living in Balance. And by Grass Cutter. Williams Grass Cutter.
Your last name, Ted.
Absolutely. I can't forget that. Number one when it comes to quality grass cutting.
Now, we're going to break here in about 40 seconds. It is 59 minutes and 20 seconds, that's the hour. That's as tight as it can get.
Weather-wise, from the weather guys, more sunshine later on this afternoon. Partly cloudy currently, 69 degrees. Sun is out, and so should you be.
We're broadcasting here from Duncan and Marion. We're going to take a 15-minute break. Be back on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Scott Spears, Terry Taggett, David Jones, Dustin Williams, and the man with the golden voice himself, Ed Williams. Holy mackerel,
and
we are having fun.
And Grandpa.
8 seconds, Ted, stall it out.
Seven, six,